So that is so cool. And you guys have done quite a bit. I know I cut your commercials for you every single week. And every single week, it's a new band. Bands that I've never heard of. Bands that I would like to go see. And bands that people should go see.
And that's the main thing and why we're doing bands you've never heard of. Because those favorite bands on the radio became your favorite bands because they started somewhere else.
Right, right.
And so we want to try and give local and regional acts an opportunity to play shows and gain a following. Because they deserve a chance, you know. And most of these bands, the lineups that Justin puts together are killer. All the bands work together cohesively. We have not had one bad show yet. And I can say that with pride because we take the time to listen to everybody before we book them, to go see them as live if possible, to make sure the arrangements make sense. And, you know, so far it's worked out. They're killer shows.
What are some of your goals? Now that you've got a few shows behind you, a few big shows behind you, what's next?
What's next? Well, the long-term goal is to open up our own music venue. We want to have an all-ages music venue to where everybody can come and enjoy the music. We want to be able to do shows several nights a week. We don't want to have to limit it to a 21 and over bar-only atmosphere. I'd also like to open up a recording studio locally and have that be a part of the venue as well because, you know, again, artists have to travel in order to get things done. And if we could keep things more local into the local market, then we can have the artist here have an opportunity to flourish.
Definitely. And I'm kind of showing my age here, but once upon a time, we had both of those things.
Yeah.
I know down on 4th Street, we had Sun Records.
Yep.
And then over, I believe it was in the Westland Park Plaza, we had Brothers Pizza.
Yes, those are the names that I know. I was not around Owensboro at that time, but I'm very familiar with those names.
And I have seen pictures. Brothers was another place that was very, very popular. If you were a scene kid back in the early 2000s, Brothers Pizza was the place to go.
So basically, that's what we want to do again, minus the pizza. I don't know, maybe hold the pizza. That's a good idea.
Well, who doesn't love pizza?
Exactly.
I know I do. So I know at one point you were talking about doing some more Thursday shows. Is that still in the works? Or you still want to do that?
So we want to do that. The hard part is getting people to show up on a Thursday. And when you're a concert promoter, you take on the financial risk of a show.
Right.
So how it works is we say, yeah, we'll book this band. We have to pay the bands.
Sure.
You know, we'll book the bands. We'll pay the bands. We do the promotions for everything. And then we try and recoup through ticket sales. Thursday nights don't usually go over so hot, so it's going to be a slow process and something to where we'll have to see if we can afford it. We unfortunately recently had to cancel a Thursday show just because we knew there's no way we would be able to recoup even half of what we would have to put into it.
Right.
And as much as we hate to have to cancel shows, we've only canceled 2 shows ever so far, and I hope we never have to cancel another one. But if the people don't show up, I mean, we can't go broke doing it either, you know? And that's the hard part is having a passion that you love so much that you put your daytime job work funds into it. You go donate plasma to put funds towards it. You do whatever you can to bring the music to Owensboro. But if the people don't come out, you can only do so much as one company.
And that's the whole point of this conversation, is to get the word out and stress to people. Get out there and support your local music. Because I'm telling you right now, folks, sometimes local doesn't stay local for very long.
Right. Look at Colt Graves.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there are some people that, you know, you didn't want to pay a $5 cover for, but now you're going to pay $500 to go see them in a stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just never know. So get out there and support these local bands. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I just have to say, I see things from you all the time, and it's very encouraging, especially if you're a musician at home. If you're still in that bedroom phase of sitting on your bed, looking up tabs, looking up lyrics, practicing day in and day out, do not give up because there are people out there that want to see you succeed, just like these two people with LS Music. And I want to thank you guys for coming in today and talking to me. I really appreciate you taking the time and getting the word out about local artists, local music, especially in the rock scene. Because I know, me personally, I'm a country person, even though this is a rock station. I'm not afraid to admit, I'm a country person, but I love rock music, and I love what you guys are doing. And this town needs more genres besides country and bluegrass. I know Owensboro is the bluegrass capital, whatever. There is a place for rock music in Owensboro.
Absolutely. It's the new melting pot. So I consider Owensboro Little Atlanta to me. That's kind of because the way that the public has gone, it has become a melting pot. You have people who want all things. That's why we also do raves. and we do hip-hop shows. So we don't just do rock and roll, but we do the genres that don't get recognition elsewhere in this town.
And that's so awesome. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I enjoy working with y'all, and I can't wait to work with you some more in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Miranda Embry, LS Music on 97X.